Different Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us, the 30th of April, last day of the month. I don't have to say that. You know that, right? So what is going on in the Doug Steffen family? The idea is what we do in this hour is try to extrapolate a little more information about a couple of three or four things in depth and have your thoughts produced and communicated. Best way to do it is through email, doug@dougsteffen.com. You can dial us up at 888-302-DOUG, facebook.com/Twitter, and also to Facebook. Yeah, I do that. I do that all the time. facebook.com/Good Day Show, @Good Day Show. A botched execution using a disputed new drug combination left an Oklahoma inmate writhing and clenching his teeth on the gurney yesterday, leading prison officials to halt the proceedings before the inmate's eventual death from a heart attack. Clayton Lockett, 38, declared unconscious 10 minutes after the first of the state's new three-drug combination was administered. 3 minutes later, though, he began breathing heavily, writhing on the gurney, clenching his teeth, and straining to lift his head off the pillow. The blinds were eventually lowered to prevent those who were viewing from watching what was going on. The state's top prison official eventually called a halt to the proceedings, although that didn't save Mr. Lockett. "It was a horrible thing to witness. It was totally botched," said Mr. Lockett's attorney. "They should have anticipated possible problems with an untried execution protocol. Obviously, the whole thing was gummed up and botched from the beginning to the end. Halting the execution obviously did Lockett no good." Governor of Oklahoma Mary Fallon ordered a 14-day stay of execution for another inmate who was scheduled to die 2 hours after Lockett. His name is Charles Warner. Governor also ordered the Department of Corrections to conduct a full review of Oklahoma's execution procedures to determine what happened and why during the evening execution all of this stuff happened. What a blight on America. What a blotched mess. What is this mania to execute people under the circumstances? And what kind of fools are we, or whoever is getting played here? There isn't the right kind of material around to put these people to sleep. God, you can put a horse to sleep, a cow to sleep, and a dog to sleep. So why in the world can't you put a human being to sleep? If, in fact, it even makes any sense to do it. These people have created their own problem, fueling the debate over the death penalty, where several states now are trying to find new sources of execution drugs because the drug makers that oppose capital punishment, most of them from Europe, stop selling to prisons and corrections departments. Several states have gone to court to shield the identities of the new sources of their execution drugs. Missouri and Texas, like Oklahoma, have both refused to reveal their sources, but both of those states have already successfully carried out executions with their new supplies. God help us, we need to be killing these guys as fast as possible, because we all know how great the system is and how it always works and it's never wrong. What a disgrace. The whole damn system is a disgrace. The states that are scrambling for drugs that are not available anymore because of various political reasons where they're made. Why can't we make the drug here? If you feel like we have to have it, God knows the drug companies are making enough money. The director of the Department of Corrections halted the execution about 20 minutes after the first drug was administered, saying later there had been a vein failure. The execution began at 6:23. Officials began administering the first drug, and the doctor declared Lockhart to be unconscious. About 3 minutes later, Lockhart began breathing heavily, writhing on the table, clenching his teeth. There was some concern at the time the drugs were not having the desired effect. Duh. What a bunch of morons. Jeez, what in the world can we do? Can government get anything right? Do you have faith in anything? Every single thing the government touches is screwed up. You know, look at these people. I'm looking at the pictures of these two guys, both of them black, both of them you would describe probably as mean looking. And whether they're the perpetrators of all of this, I don't have any faith in the system anymore. We have such a bad record when it comes to the death penalty, and most of the people that die are black. So you can say, ah, he's just another screaming liberal. No, I'm not. I'm a human being that has some sensitivities toward what we are doing in this country. We're not going ahead. We're going backwards. The only reason you put anybody to death is vengeance. There are circumstances, and I think they're few and far between, but there are circumstances when I think the death penalty is appropriate and worthwhile. And it has nothing, you're not going to deter anybody. The death penalty doesn't do anything to keep people from doing some of these crimes, because by definition, when you pull the trigger or you stick a knife in somebody, you do whatever it is, you murder someone, you're insane at the time you did it. So, these two guys were accused of horrible crimes. And I'm not even going to repeat them. And so if they did them, they deserved, under the circumstances, from what I read, to die. I'm just telling you that most of the people that die, you know, there's a better way of handling it, seems to me. Anyway, so this is all sort of medically, the origin of the discussion is mental, is medically derived. So I think I'm going to take a deep breath here for a moment, and we'll return to a discussion of a little bit more contemporary medical information. Dr. Ron Hoffman, a New York physician, with some information on various medical developments that I think will be of interest and importance to you, not including this, up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic with Boston.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us, and that's when we present Dr. Ron Hoffman for some comment on some of the medical news of the week. DrHoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman, 2 F's, DrHoffman.com is his website. The news this week, focusing on, well, a lot of different things. The kidneys and wine. I meant to bring this up with Jennifer. There was a study released to both of you, National Kidney Foundation, suggesting that wine may help your kidneys stay healthy. Ron, what do you make of that? Jennifer's our wine expert. She's a sommelier, whatever those people are. Sommelier?
Yes, a sommelier.
Sommelier. Okay.
Very good.
So maybe she can give you maybe some wines better, like Thunderbird. Is that as good for your kidneys?
No.
As a 40-year-old, $500
okay
bottle.
Okay, for your kidneys, not good for your taste buds.
All right, so Ron, what's the scoop with that?
Well, the deal is, I mean, alcohol in excess can be toxic to the organs. It damages the liver for sure, and probably the heart, the brain, and the kidneys eventually. But there are substances in alcohol which may be protective, such as resveratrol. You know, that stuff that the French get when they drink a lot of Pinot Noir. That may be protective to tissues. It's a potent antioxidant, like what you find in chocolate or what you find in fresh fruits and vegetables.
So a little goes a long way. Can we say the same for pot? We've gone into this medical marijuana maze here in our country, but there's a study suggesting pot may increase the risk of heart-related problems. Is this the same thing, sort of, it's everything in moderation, even pot?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's been some real bad news on the pot front in the past couple of weeks. One, a study that pretty definitely shows that heavy consumers of pot have a much higher risk of mental problems and slowed mental performance. And now the study, I believe this one was from France, which shows that heavy pot smokers have heart problems. It only makes sense, you know, if you're inhaling burning plant matter and it goes in your lungs and eventually gets your bloodstream.
You know, I've never heard it sound so unattractive.
What a nice way of putting it, but yet that's what it is. I always say, who is that looked at this weed on the ground and thought it would be cool to smoke it? Who the hell ever thought of that? And why would you think looking at the ground or something, you're picking up, let's see what it's like to smoke that?
I think it's been a desire from time immemorial to get high. There must be a built-in you know, instinct for humans to try and bend their perception with something or other, because we've been doing it for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. So could we say the same about the e-cigarettes? This business about a little goes a long way. The FDA trying to ban the sale of them, treat them the same as regular cigarettes.
Well, the problem I have with e-cigarettes is, you know, the nicotine itself may not be that harmful. The problem is the delivery system, and I'm concerned that you may be inhaling burning plastic or metal with one of those devices.
Which is worse than inhaling burning weeds, right?
Exactly. At least it's organic.
Which is, you're right. That's the way to put it. Which is better for you, burning organic weeds or burning plastic? Inhale that stuff. Yeah, there's a choice. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So the issue, too, is, of course, whether these electronic cigarettes will act as gateway drugs. They're easy to conceal, and you can smoke them in a lot of places where you can't smoke cigarettes. So, you know, kids seem to gravitate towards them, and then they're off to the races. And that's
right,
a gateway drug to real smoking.
When somebody comes in, we've got about 30 seconds here, to your office and smells like pot, what do you say to them?
Touch them too often, but you know, generally, I make people aware of the risks. You know, I just say, look, it's not a free ride, it's not innocuous, and there's a potential downside. Look, I'm not on a crusade to get everybody to be a teetotaler or completely straight, but we got to inform people of the health risks, because they are very real. It's not just a free ride.
All right, so a lot of information like that is yours for the checking when you go to Ron Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, a great place for a lot of information. Get away from the medical scams, that sort of stuff. DrHoffman.com. That's good. Thanks, Ron. 51 after the hour.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Richie, what's the matter with you? You had like 35 seconds to find me what I was looking for. What's the problem?
You want to talk about American Airlines, right?
I wanted to find an old ad for American, like the ad that they used to run.
Next top story, storms on the East Coast causing delays up and down the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Guy walking to an airport.
No, my plane's stuck somewhere back east.
Your flight has been canceled. The five most hated words of every business traveler. It's an absolutely guaranteed instant headache. You're just suddenly helpless. On a day like this, I know it's not the airline's fault. That's not the point.
Well, let's get to the part we want here.
Tell Billy to look for me at halftime. I'll be there.
So sweet. You hear the piano, nothing special in the air. Of course, supposed to be something special. So it was a 14-year-old girl from the Netherlands who got arrested yesterday after tweeting a terror threat to American Airlines and marveling at the Twitter response that she got.
Beautiful.
After she posted it, hello, my name is Ibrahim, and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda. And on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big, she tweeted to at American Air, using a Twitter account most dedicated to Demi Lovato, who is an American pop star. The airline responded that it takes these threats seriously and reported her tweet to the proper authorities. The girl then fired off a series of tweets in her defense. I was kidding. It was just stupid. I gained 3,000 followers today. Yada, but the airline still wasn't impressed. So they called the police, and the Rotterdam police went to this woman, the young woman's house, and arrested her. Spokesman for the police said, quote, we're not in a state that we can communicate any state of charges at this point. We just thought it was necessary to bring this out, mostly because of the fact that it caused a great deal of interest on the Internet. So now for tweeting things on the Internet that are questionable, you can get arrested. American released the following statement. At American, the safety of our passengers and crew is our number one priority. We take security matters very seriously. Work with authorities on a case-by-case basis. So,
as they should.
Is this appropriate to have arrested this 14-year-old? Yes, I think so. Richie, think so?
They didn't really arrest her. They just kind of went to her house and slapped the back of her hand.
They scared her a little. So what about it, Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Roberta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Later on in the day, she tweeted, apparently her name is Sarah,
yeah.
I need a lawyer.
Yeah.
Any lawyers on here? But yeah, I mean, you cannot let this stuff go. You have to follow it up because,
yeah.
You know, we always find out after the fact that somebody wrote something telling on their Facebook page.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing of interest, the appearance on Wheel of Fortune of Indiana University student, and apparently this person, Julian Batts, lost out on a chance for a car, a trip to Jamaica, and $1 million after he was unable to correctly pronounce mythological hero Achilles, despite having the puzzle revealed in front of him. I'm looking at what the... This is what's going on
he
in school.
He had Julian Batts.
Yeah. 4L! Pick that up right over there!
Appeared to be on a roll Friday, until this.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Oh, God.
Wow. This is a Texas A&M student. Well, I know. The Texas A&M student is the one who won after pronouncing Achilles correctly. This other guy was from the Indiana University department.
Achilles.
Oh, that's not good.
You know, it really doesn't say anything good about our... About our info, about our country, does it, in the educational system. Check that story out at DougStephan.com as well.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Program 888-302-3684. That's how you're in touch if you want to use the phone. If you'd like to use social media, help yourself. It's a very easy and direct route. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, and then the email route is Doug@DougStephan.com. Some of the things that people are talking about already today, the story of the botched execution in Oklahoma where the condemned man succumbed to a heart attack after the delivery of the new drug combination failed miserably, and the guy basically died of fright. Not that he shouldn't, given what he was charged with. I'm not even going to tell you what this guy was charged with and what he was convicted of. It was horrible and heinous, but still, we look so foolish when it comes to all of this stuff. Why can't we make the drugs that are necessary? If I can go to the veterinarian and get these same kind of drugs to put my cows to sleep when they are sick or they're old. I mean, I've done this myself. You get one drug and stick it in their neck and it basically puts them to sleep. And then you take another drug and you stick it in the other side of their neck and it puts them literally to sleep. So the first one relaxes them and sort of puts them out. The other one stops the heart from beating. End of story. We can do that for animals. We can't find it for human beings. Who are all these people kidding? And is nobody asking the right questions? Am I the only one in the country who knows how to put animals to sleep? We're animals. Why can't we put ourselves or have these people that have been found guilty and they've been sentenced to death? Why can't we use that same stuff? What is the matter here? Crazy stuff. All right, number two item for our general concern as we enter into the day, the Clippers, Mr. Sterling, banned from the NBA for the rest of his life. One of the harshest penalties in the history of the United States when it comes to sports. I don't buy this for a second. This is a complete rollover for those who although they're entitled to do it because it's a private organization, the NBA is not a public organization, it's private, run by a club. So if they decide that's what they want to do for one of the members of their club, that's fine. But don't expect there to be, to have people quiet about this who are concerned about freedom of speech. This guy had the right to make himself look like a fool. The NBA wants to ban him. That's up to them. But they're going to, if it were me, I would just boycott all of basketball for the rest of the season. Forget about it. It's not like this guy just started. This is such hypocrisy. That's the way I see it. Such hypocrisy. Oy. Okay. Everybody's wondering about the weather. Weather on the East Coast this morning is cold and wet. Why are we having these weather anomalies not consistent with what spring has been in the past 4, 5, 6 years, even though spring has been kind of screwed up, we've had a horrible winter, and now we're having a horrible spring. It's cold. And then to add insult to injury, the jet stream plunging down from the northwest is keeping a large high-pressure system off the East Coast, and that's what's preventing the tornado-prone weather from moving east and weakening. So we've got all these tornadoes, all these people have been killed around the south, the mid-south, for the last 3 or 4 days. The storms are not going away because of the jet stream. That's basically the bottom line. And it's also responsible for the temperatures being as erratic. 40s one day, 70s another day, wonderfully warm and humid almost, and then rains and cold. Ugh, horrible. All right, next item. Basically, this is looking at this story about the FedEx employee who shot 6 people, wounded them, and then he killed himself. Worked as a package handler at the Georgia facility. No motive for his rampage has been revealed. We're getting so, what's the right word? We're getting not immune to this, but we're so numbed by it. It's every week the same sort of stuff. It's, you know, I'm looking at this stuff. The program's called Good Day. Let's go look around and see if we can find something that makes us feel like it's a good day. Okay, let's see here. I'm looking at the top 10 stories. A-list stars were snubbed for Tony Award nominations, including Denzel Washington, James Franco, Michelle Williams, Orlando Bloom. Did you see the list of the people who have been nominated for Tony Awards? Be an interesting list. We'll publish it at DougStephan.com. The Wall Street word today, Wall Street watching to see if the still youthful companies that have been doing well can grow. Twitter is the best example of that. Are you going to invest? Would you like to buy some stock in Twitter? It can grow its user base, and it can keep existing users engaged. Twitter at Good Day Show. What's the story with Twitter? Would you look at that as something? Is this going to be another one of these great investments like Amazon, like Apple, like Facebook, like Microsoft? What do you think? It seems to be something it could hardly miss, in fact. So, something to be considering. Lots of interest. I'm intrigued by what's coming out of Saudi Arabia this week. Any of you seen the stories about the women who are the daughters of the king who have been basically in house arrest for 10 years because they've criticized their father, who, by the way, has about 400 children, I think, if I'm right about that. It may be 40, maybe 400. When you get to that number, who cares? Anyway, the former wife of the leader, the king of Saudi Arabia, went to, I think, either Paris or London, is doing a lot of interviews about what a monster her husband is. And now these girls who have been critical of their father because of the way he handles women and women's issues, they've been under house arrest for 10 years and are now just getting attention. 10 years. This is one of our best friends, right? Our pals that are in Saudi Arabia. The unemployment there is really horrendous. The amount of money that these people have, they're worth, I think the king of Saudi Arabia is worth, what, $300 billion or some ridiculous number like that. I don't know, but he's worth a lot of dough. And they don't share it with the people in the country well, so that's why there are a lot of folks who are restless. Under the circumstances, it's easy to understand why things are as messed up there as they are. Ukrainians using the moniker of Little Green Men to describe pro-Russian insurgents who dress in green fatigues and whose origins remain mysterious, stirring up fear all over the Ukraine, trying to figure out what the heck the origin of these men. The people in the Ukraine are just saying, okay, these are all Russians. We know they're Russians. The Russians are stirring stuff up, trying to screw things up in here. And where it goes, ugh, who knows? I'm trying to give you an overview of what's going on here. Justices in the Supreme Court appear ready to reject the Obama administration's argument that police ought to be able to make searches without first getting warrants. There is a lot of concern in the Supreme Court. The justices are wary of unlimited cell phone searches, as well they should be. How do you feel about that? The Supreme Court probably going to reject the administration's argument that police should be able to make searches without the warrants first in hand. What do you think about Obama when it comes to these sorts of things, or this administration when it comes to these sorts of things? Do you, this guy made all kinds of promises, everything's going to be different, and yet he's the same as everybody else has been. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between this administration and the Bush administration, except they're doing things that are actually less in your interest, if you can imagine anything that bad. What in the world has happened? What's gone awry? What does he know that we don't know about the realities of government or trying to make things work in America? You think that's what happens? That in fact, these guys, they promise all kinds of things before they get into office, and then they realize when they get in the chair that they can't do the things that they promised they were going to do. They have to do it the old way. They have to continue for some week. What is the reason? What have people got on the presidents? How come they can't do what they promise they are going to do when they're running for election? Pretty good question, right? Let's change the subject. Andrea Metcalf helps us understand the exercise routine for dancers on Dancing with the Stars up next here on Good Day.
Tonight on Sticky TV. At 8 p.m., it's the Smelly Island season finale you won't want to miss. Teams, are you ready for today's challenge? This one is for Team Mom. Moms, today you have a choice. Your sons haven't showered in the 30 days we've been on the site, and your husbands have been wearing the same outfit all month.
No way.
Who would you rather be stuck in a room with?
Get me off this island!
Wait, why are you getting in the speedboat?
I'm filming!
TV is brought to you by Citrus Magic. The most effective odor eliminators come from nature, and Citrus Magic air freshener harnesses the natural power of citrus to immediately absorb and eliminate any odors on contact, even those extra stinky stuck on an island without a shower for 30 days odors. Citrus Magic is offering free air freshener samples when you call 877-344-7724 or visit us at stinkytv.com. That's 877-344-7724 or visit us at stinkytv.com and say goodbye to stinky drama.
If I had known that, I would have stayed on the island.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated. Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Coconut. coconut, oil, milk, all that great stuff. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have with us our exercise champion, Andrea Metcalf is here with us, the author of Naked Fitness. You can check out her website, andreametcalf.com. Different exercises every day. Before we get to the advantages of coconut, coconut oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I want to talk about the physicality of the people who are on shows like Dancing with the Stars. I watched last night for a while Ricky Martin. He's one of the judges, or I guess he was a guest judge last night. But all of the people who were really working it, and I mean they were really working it. I thought at first, and I still sort of think this has nothing to do with the exercise, that it's a little much if you consider 8 o'clock to be family hour, and you watch these people taking each other's clothes off, and you got this bare body and that bare body. Not that they look badly, because apparently dancing like this is really good exercise. And I was thinking as I was watching this Amy Purdy, who doesn't have any legs, how that all works. I'm just sort of wondering out loud, Andrea. Maybe, I don't know if you are. Are you a fan of Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I do like Dancing with the Stars, and I think it's really created a phenomenon throughout the country on getting people up dancing and more interested in dancing again as a form of movement and exercise. You know, there is something somewhat funny that during primetime family hour we're showing seductive moves, like you said.
Yeah.
But there is a very physical part to this, and a lot of training. You know, last year I interviewed Sean Lowe, who was doing Dancing with the Stars from The Bachelor, and he's saying the workouts are really tough. That they're training 5-6 hours a day, and you know, if you are doing anything 5-6 hours a day in the movement world, you're going to start to change the way you look, the way you feel, and even the way you think.
I will tell you that being married to a Latina, they don't get together. If more than 5 Latin people get together, there's music and dancing. And if you go to any Latin country and you hang out with more than 4 to 5 people, they're dancing, they are moving.
Dancing to what?
Salsa and merengue.
Where is it playing? Is it in a restaurant?
You go to a restaurant, they have live bands, they have, if you go to, I mean, they'll clear the living room floor in an apartment and turn the stereo on and start dancing. Absolutely. They dance everywhere, and they're all in great shape.
All right, let's talk about the value of coconut oil, milk. These are products that you can put on your body or you put in your body to help your body sustain its beauty and strength. Which is it, in or out?
Well, it's both. You know, it's funny because every year we kind of get like a new fad that's really a superfood. You know, acai berries were one year, and Brussels sprouts, and it's kind of coconuts with coconut oil, not only just holding it in your mouth to help it pull some of the toxins out of your gums and then the enzymes clean your teeth a little bit better, but coconut milk is a form of something to drink because it's high in calcium, magnesium, selenium, phosphorus, B vitamins, things that we need. We're trying to get people, I think, to open up their eyes to have something more than an apple or a banana these days. And I think coconut's really taken off.
So how much do you use it? How much does Andrea Metcalf use coconut oil, that sort of thing, on a daily basis?
Well, coconut water I keep in my fridge. I don't know that I have one every day. And I just tried coconut milk, and, you know, because I do dairy milk. I also do almond milk. And there's different milks that I use for different things. But I decided to try coconut milk.
I cook with coconut oil.
I do, too. I also take 2 coconut pills really every morning.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, those
I'm telling you, coconut oil, red onion, garlic, and kale. Oh, so
yeah.
Good.
After my chemo, when you get chemo brain, it helps kind of rebuild and regenerate your brain cells.
Really? So that's what your problem is.
One of many.
And actually, one more little use. When I had really bad allergies last year and my eyes kind of got that weird thing underneath them, it was like I used coconut oil and it cleared it right up. It was perfect.
Check out AndreaMetcalf.com. Thank you.
There they are, standing in a row. Big one, small one, some as big as a head. Give them a twist, a flick of a wrist, that's what the chairman said.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Half the hour now. Television report. Lots of things to talk about with Jennifer Horn, who keeps her ears to the your ears to the rail.
Yes.
Your ears, your nose to the stone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Craig Ferguson. Let's start with him, who announced he was going to leave. He's your what?
I do keep my pants on.
Good for you. Thank you. Jennifer and Craig. Now that could be a combination. If it doesn't work out with Nathan Fillion, maybe you could.
I would consider that. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, he's going to start doing a game show, get some other stuff in the works, doesn't want to do late nights anymore. Here he is telling his audience, sayonara.
About 2 years ago, I decided, after 8 years of doing the show, that it was probably time for me to move on and do something else. And CBS came to me at that time and said, well, you could hang around and we'll give you a fancy new studio and a podium for your gay robot skeleton and a stable for your horse and an invisible band behind a curtain. We'll give you all the trappings of late night television.
And a lot more money.
Okay. And so I've stayed for another 2 years. But that 2 years is up. And at the end of this year, I will be stepping down as the host of this show. Thanks, everybody. That was quite convincing. I'll be stepping down at the end of this year in December. And then I'll go and do something else. Probably I'm thinking carpentry.
No.
What's really funny is he said, CBS and I are not getting divorced. We are consciously uncoupling.
Yeah.
Just like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. He said they're still going to spend holidays together and share custody of the fake horse. There you go.
So what does this do for the late night television audience? Been shaken to its core by Jay Leno leaving.
I mean, it was brought, first of all, in his contract, which a lot of people didn't talk about. He was the heir apparent to David Letterman. David Letterman actually produces his show. His production company does.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built in that he would be the successor to David Letterman. And if they chose not to, CBS chose not to use him, that he'd make $10 million. So what are you going to do if you're Craig Ferguson? Take the $10 million
and run.
And he's got a lot of things. You know, he does some acting. He's been been doing guest appearances on Hot in Cleveland. He's also set to host a game show called Celebrity Name Game, which begins in the fall. He's got his own production company now, Green Mountain West, and he's developing some TV projects there. So, you know, I think this was probably the right time for him, and not necessarily a sad ending for Craig, because he's just made a ton of cash.
I don't think anybody really knows or cares too much, right? He's an interesting guy, very pleasant, but there's not, you know, the more of the attention being given to all of the changes there, whether it was Leno to Fallon, or Fallon to Myers, or Letterman to Colbert. Of all of those, in most people's opinion, the worst decision was Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I agree.
Not because he's not funny, but because he's polarizing.
We don't know if he's funny. You don't really know who he is.
He always is this character, mm-hmm. and you don't know what his...
I mean, even in award shows, he's in character.
Right. He's never out of character. I have no idea what Stephen Colbert is when he's out of character.
I can give you... I probably can take a guess. All right. Most aired movie on basic cable last year, Jennifer?
Oh, that was Mrs. Doubtfire, Dougie. So I guess that's why they're making a sequel to that one. Mm-hmm. It made $400 million worldwide at the box office. That was
1993.
That was a ton of cash. And basic cable is still showing that more. It was played 66 times on 5 separate networks, according to IHS Technology. Back to late night news, Dougie. Chelsea Handler closing in on a deal for a new show. She's at E! Still. She'll be leaving. She made an announcement she was going to be leaving there. And now there are rumors that she's going to land at Netflix. This is the latest trend. This is the future of TV.
See Amazon producing its own program.
Right, making these unique and original programming decisions. So Netflix getting Chelsea Handler. Also, some sad news if you're a fan of the show Parks and Recreation. It's never sunk in for me, but a lot of people love this show. It's got a cult following. According to the executive producer and the showrunner, the show's next season is likely to be its last. They'll give it a nice send-off, but that's about it for Parks and Rec.
Who cares?
Showtime has announced that comedian and actress Sarah Silverman is joining the cast of season 2 of the drama series Masters of Sex. Silverman will have a reoccurring role as Helen, and production on season 2 currently underway here in Los Angeles. It'll premiere on July 13th on Showtime.
Another who cares?
How about... I'm going to try to find one that you care about.
Really?
What about Mystery Science Theater 3000? You care about
who
that
cares?
One?
No.
Okay. Harry Potter?
Love that show.
I know you are.
I love it.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Mystery Science Theater 3000 was awesome. It was like, you know, when I was in high school, that was like the fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
You know, this take on all these terrible bad movies.
You know what?
Well,
it's
coming back.
A waste of time.
It is.
A week from today, we'll be doing nothing but talk about the first episode of 24.
Quiet. When's it coming back?
Joel Hodgson is rebooting it. It should be back at the end of the year.
24.
I love that show.
Yeah.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.